BBC News. Hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. The head of the Israeli army has called for the military campaign in Gaza to be stepped up, saying there are signs that Hamas is falling apart after 2 months of bombardment of the Gaza Strip. More pictures have emerged on Israeli social media showing Palestinians apparently surrendering to Israeli forces in northern Gaza. General Herzi Halevi addressed soldiers at a ceremony at the Western Wall in Jerusalem.
Every day we're seeing more and more terrorists killed, more and more terrorists wounded, and in recent days we're seeing terrorists surrendering. It's a sign the system is falling apart, a sign we need to press harder, and that's what you're doing.
The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, has thanked the United States for blocking a UN Security Council resolution on Friday, which called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. He said it was impossible to support the elimination of Hamas while calling for a halt to the war. But the Palestinian President, Mahmoud Abbas, said he now held Washington responsible for the bloodshed in Gaza. Sari Bashi from Human Rights Watch says the US was treading a fine line.
I'm concerned that by providing both weapons as well as diplomatic cover to the Israeli military, the U.S. government risks complicity in atrocities. The Israeli military has been engaging in collective punishment against Palestinian civilians in Gaza, including by willfully impeding humanitarian relief supplies. That's a war crime.
The United States has approved the emergency sale of tank ammunition to Israel, which had been blocked by disagreements in Congress. A dispute by Republicans and Democrats over security on the border with Mexico had prevented funding for Israel and Ukraine from being approved. Shingai Nyoka has the details.
It includes 13,000 rounds of tank ammunition, but also logistical and support services to Israel. And they say that this equipment will be taken from the U.S. Army inventory. This is a very rare move, but it's not unprecedented. In his statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken also justified the reasons why he was waiving this move of going through Congress. He says that this is an emergency, but also that Israel needs to defend itself.
The president of the University of Pennsylvania has resigned after facing days of criticism over remarks she made about anti-Semitism to a U.S. congressional committee. When Elizabeth McGill was asked whether calling for the genocide of Jews would breach her university's code of conduct, she failed to give a clear answer. On Friday, a major donor to the university withdrew a grant worth $100 million in protest at her comments. Ms. McGill has since apologised. World News from the BBC. The presidents of Venezuela and Guyana have agreed to meet to discuss how to ease tension over a worsening border dispute. The meeting will be held on Thursday in St. Vincent. The leaders have requested the presence of their Brazilian counterpart, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Tension has risen over the past week since Venezuela held a referendum and announced plans to take over the oil-rich region of Essequibo, which covers two-thirds of Guyana's territory. A European Union diplomat has gone on trial in Iran after being held in custody for nearly 2 years. The Swedish national Johan Fladerus was arrested as he was about to board a flight at Tehran Airport. Paul Moss reports.
Is he a criminal defendant or a hostage? Iran has a track record of jailing foreigners on trumped-up charges and then using them as bargaining chips to get their own citizens returned. Johan Fladerus might have thought he effectively had immunity from such harassment, being a European Union diplomat. But his arrest came after Sweden sentenced an Iranian former official to life imprisonment. Hamid Nouri was accused of taking part in a 1988 mass execution of government opponents. Putting Fladerus on trial might be some kind of revenge, or the start of negotiations to get Nouri released.
The United Nations Human Rights Commissioner Volker Türk has accused Guatemala's prosecutor's office of carrying out persistent and systematic attempts to annul the results of this year's elections. He urged the authorities to preserve the rule of law and respect the will of the Guatemalan people. The presidential election was won by a political outsider and anti-corruption campaigner Bernardo Arevalo. And the Japanese baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani has confirmed that he'll join the Los Angeles Dodgers in a record-breaking deal worth $700 million over 10 years. The contract will be the most valuable in baseball history. BBC News.